These three things will continue to be a source of good deeds and hasanat that continue to flow in our graves as we lay there waiting for the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first thing that will benefit you and will be a source of good deeds for you after your death, he said, Sadaqatun jariyah. Allahu Akbar. A continuous charity, an ongoing charity. What this means is that right now, as you are alive, you're supposed to work on charity deeds. You're supposed to work on charity projects that you establish now in your life before your death. And then everyone who benefits from your charity project, you will earn hasanat. And after you die, so long as people are still benefiting from your charity work, you continue to earn hasanat. Allahu Akbar. This is what is meant by sadaqatun jariyah. Sadaqa jariyah, a continuous charity. It refers to al-waqf, as al-Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah mentioned. Al-waqf is an endowment. So the first project that you're supposed to be working on right now is, ask yourself the question, what is your charity project? Some people, they purchase masahif, Quran, and they put them in masajid around your country, wherever you live. Every country you visit, go and buy a Quran and put it in a masjid. Everyone that reads from this Quran, you will earn hasanat. And when you die, whoever is reading from this Quran, you will continue to earn hasanat as you're in your grave. Allahu Akbar. Some people build masajid. Build a masjid. Everyone who prays in this masjid, and everyone who does dhikr of Allah in this masjid, and every dua in this masjid, every salat in this masjid, every good that is done in this masjid, every khutbah jumu'ah that is done in this masjid, every wudu that is made in this masjid, you earn hasanat as you are alive, and even after your death, it continues to flow in your grave. So each and every single one of us must work on a charity project. What I suggest is, think of something. It could be a school, a masjid, a well, it could be an orphanage, it could be anything. And save every single week, save. يعني مثلا, if you want to build a masjid that will cost 30,000, 50,000, 60,000 American dollars, let's say, whatever it is. Every single week, save, put some money on the side. And this money that you're putting is for your sadaqah jariyah, for your waqf, for your endowment project, for your charity project. Put an amount on the side every week, so that once you've got the total amount to build a masjid, or the total amount to build a school, or the total amount to build a well, whatever it is, then you go and you pay it with the intention that this is a sadaqah for Allah. And in hope that so long as people are benefiting from it, you continue to earn your hasanat. And when you die, people continue to benefit from it, you continue to earn hasanat. A river of hasanat that flows in your grave after your death. Allahu Akbar. The second thing that you should be working on right now that will be a source of hasanat after your death, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, أَوَّلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُو لَهُ. A righteous child that continues to make dua for you. A righteous child that makes dua for you, after your death, you continue to earn reward and hasanat as you lay there in your grave. Allahu Akbar. And so this is actually very beautiful. What this means is that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is teaching us that the righteous child we have in this life, and he mentioned righteous because the dua of a righteous person is closer to being accepted than other than a righteous. And a child, the best person, and the most beneficial dua from any person on earth after your death is a righteous child. And this includes your direct children, whether they are boys or girls. And it also includes your children's children, so your grandchildren and so on, and their children, and it continues to go down. Allahu A'lam, how many generations? You see, one righteous child that you bring up in this life, and his children, and his children, and his children, it goes down centuries. Perhaps you're dead in your grave, and you continue to have, and your children continue to have children 7-8 generations later. If there is still a righteous child among them that is making dua for his parents, that would include you, and it becomes a source of hasanat for you in your grave and benefit. Allahu Akbar. And it also includes the dua of others. But the dua of others is not as effective and beneficial for the dead person than his righteous child. So the second thing you're supposed to be working on is raising righteous children that would remember you after your death in their dua. And that you teach your righteous children for them to teach their children to continue to make dua for you after your death. Allahu Akbar. That's the second project. And the third and final matter that would benefit the believer after his death and would become a source of hasanat and a river of hasanat that continues to flow into your grave after your death. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَوْ عِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ. Beneficial knowledge that people benefit from. So that means the third biggest project you're supposed to be working right now on is to leave behind you beneficial knowledge. He mentioned, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beneficial knowledge. Because knowledge is of two types. There is non-beneficial knowledge and beneficial knowledge. If you leave behind non-beneficial knowledge, that will damage you after your death. That perhaps would be a source of sins after your death. If you left harmful knowledge behind, if you left knowledge of innovation, and you spread innovation and you spread lie against the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we need to be careful. So you need to be working on spreading beneficial knowledge in this life, so that when you die, whoever benefits from anything you spread that is beneficial and implements it in his life, you earn great hasanat for this. And it becomes a source of good deeds for you in your grave. Allahu Akbar. So don't be stingy on yourself. The one who has knowledge and doesn't share it, he is being stingy upon himself before he's stingy upon the people. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to put barakah in our work. We ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us all. And this is the end of the lesson. This is what I wanted to share with you. Work on these three things, my brothers and sisters. Charity project, righteous children, and beneficial knowledge. Work on these three things.
Are you tired of all these annoying ads on YouTube? Are you worried that a haram video might pop up? Well, the One Islam TV app is here to solve these problems, inshallah. The One Islam TV app is 100% free of any ads and is safe to browse for your peace of mind. Watch or listen to lectures and lessons while you work, rest, or drive with your device switched off. Watch videos on demand or download videos and watch offline. Watch hundreds of high-quality produced Islamic reminders, Quran learning videos, stories of the prophets, and so much more. 2 to 4 new videos uploaded daily, inshallah. One Islam TV is 100% run and owned by Muslims, which means a small amount you pay for your subscription is a sadaqa jariya, continuous charity for you, as we use the funds raised to continue producing more beneficial videos and reminders, inshallah. The One Islam TV app is now available on Apple devices, Apple TV, Android devices, Android TV, Amazon Fire TV, and Roku, so you can watch on most devices and smart TVs. Download now for a free 7-day trial. May Allah reward you for supporting our work.